another man who we call often upon to give us insight as to what's really going on in the Palestinian arena, the media in particular, because he heads up an organization called Palestinian Media Watch. They have a website, palwatch.org. Itamar, there's a lot that we need to talk about. We're looking back at 2012, the top news stories, and of course we have to look to 2013 as well. But I would suggest the number one Palestinian story would have to be the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, going to the United Nations in New York City and the General Assembly giving status, state status, to the Palestinian Authority. Howbeit, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's not technically what they received at the United Nations, was it? They didn't get state status. They have not been approved as a state, have they?
The Palestinian Authority, the United Nations 2 years in a row, to achieve state status, they have to do that in the Security Council, and there the United States and other countries said that they would veto. But in the United Nations General Assembly, they have an automatic majority with the large number of Arab and Muslim states and the African states. So they, in the General Assembly, could not become a full state. They could become an observer state in the UN. What exactly that means, no one really knows what it means. It doesn't change anything in terms of what's happening on the ground. Israel still has its land. Israel still is controlled of all the lands of Judea and Samaria. It has controlled that have not been given to the Palestinians as part of the peace process. So Israel, I think, is going to be in for a bumpy ride in the next year or two because of this. And a lot will depend on the United States. Will the United States stand beside Israel, or will the United States not stand beside Israel? That is going to be the real determining factor of how significant what happened now turns out to be.
But what about the other organizations, the United Nations and, in fact, the European Union? They don't seem to be standing with Israel. They seem to be running to the side of the Palestinian people.
Yes, they are. They're running toward the Palestinians. And the international media has been consistently presenting Israel as the bad one. They don't give Palestinian Media Watch information nearly play that it should get. Every time Israel builds in Jerusalem, builds in Judea and Samaria, which we have the legal right to, according to the Oslo Accords and according to the UN decisions, we have the right to build. And I'm not even talking here about morals and ethics, which we certainly have the right to build. And yet they get angry with us. So the media has created this image of Israel as the demon. And I think that the politicians have so little time for anything today, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt now, that they just go along with the anti-Israel mood, and the people expect them to be anti-Israel, and then they side, therefore, with the Palestinians. When Palestinian Media Watch goes to parliaments in Europe, we end up getting tremendous support because people have no idea what's really going on. People think that Israel's the bully, and all of a sudden they find that the Palestinian Authority is teaching its kids hatred, demonization. They're putting pictures on TV where Israel's depicted as an ogre, you know, swallowing up Palestinian children. They have little children, little girls saying that Zion is Satan with a tail. You know, all of this is official Palestinian Authority hatred. And when you show this to members of parliament around the world, they change their attitude. So that's our challenge. Our challenge and the media's challenge is to get this truth out more so that the leaders of the world, the politicians of the world, can understand the truth and then give decent policy.
Well, let me ask before I get focused totally on the media as it relates to everything they're doing. And I have an issue that I want to discuss with you, a brand new report talking about the Palestinian Trinity. We'll get that in just a moment. But what about the Palestinian media? How are they using it to indoctrinate or to propagandize the Palestinian people as it relates to this decision at the United Nations?
Well, there are some very terrible things that they said. For example, the Minister of Prisoners made a statement saying that this turns all Palestinian terrorists who are in prison, no matter how many civilians they may have murdered, that it turns them all into now prisoners of war, and he said it retroactively turns their battle and everything they did into legitimate, and that they're prisoners of war who should be released now because the fighting has stopped. This is, of course, a terrible, terrible thing. It's an interpretation that the members of the UN did not intend. But the Palestinians have always insisted that they had the right to kill Israelis, they had a right to kill Jews, that as long as Israel existed, they had a right and was on land that they were claiming. They have the right, they believe the right, and therefore they never, ever call terrorist attacks terror. No matter how many civilians may have been killed in suicide bombings that killed 20 and 30 civilians, they never called it terror. They always called it resistance. And now the Minister of Prisoner comes along and says, well, this UN vote proves that we were legitimate freedom fighters, and therefore our people are prisoners of war, and they did nothing wrong.
I understand that both factions of the Palestinian body politic, Fatah, which would be Mahmoud Abbas, who's the president of the Palestinian Authority, that's his organization, and they're basically in the Ramallah area, there in the area of Judea and Samaria, and then Hamas down in the Gaza Strip. I understand they came together in the celebration of the 25th anniversary of Hamas and said, hey, the armed struggle is the only way to really establish a Palestinian state. So they're not looking for peace. They're looking for a way to keep involved in armed struggle.
Well, the Hamas says it openly. The Fatah says it openly as well. The leader of the Fatah, Abbas, has been saying something a little bit different. He says, but he's very tricky. He says, we have the right to the armed conflict. We have a right to use violence, but it's not in the Palestinian interest today. About five or six times, I think, in the last year, he has said, the Arab world should stop telling us to go and fight. If you join us, we will fight with you, but we alone can't do it. This is Abbas. This is the Abbas who's supposed to be the moderate, calls on the Arab world to fight Israel, or says, if you lead and fight Israel, we will join you. We can't do it alone. We're not strong enough. So this is not a person who's coming and telling his people that the way you resolve conflict is through negotiation. He's telling his people, you resolve conflict any which way you can. If you're strong enough, you actually do go and fight. That's Mahmoud Abbas.
And Amar, I have to congratulate you and your staff, your team at Palestinian Media Watch. Not only are you invaluable to parliaments and congresses around the world, you're invaluable to us here in our media outlet to try to get, indeed, to the Christian community especially, the truth about what the Palestinian people are saying. But I guess with the Oslo Accords back in 1993, an establishment was set up for a Palestinian media electronically. They'd had, I guess, the print media, but electronically they now use television and radio to propagandize the Palestinian people, and they do it every way they possibly can. I think this is about as low and dirty as you can possibly get. The report I just received from you about the Palestinian Trinity, and they referred to the Palestinian Trinity as Jesus Christ, Yasser Arafat, and Mahmoud Abbas. That's heresy if I've ever heard it.
Well, absolutely. Yasser Arafat spent his life essentially murdering Jews, Israelis, and others, and till the day he died. I mean, he became famous as a terrorist, head of the PLO and head of the Fatah. He signed the Oslo Accords, which proved to be a scam and a fraud, and then he went and just established a terror infrastructure, and then sent people to do suicide bombings, killed 1,000 Israelis more over a period of 4 years of terror. And this is the person who they're comparing to Jesus. And, of course, it's an insult to any believing person. It's an insult to anyone who respects what Jesus represents, whether they're Christian or not. And to say that Yasser Arafat is in that same category, and to say that Abbas is in the same category, is just as bad. Abbas himself has prided himself in. Recently, he had an interview a few years ago, and he said, I was the first one to shoot the first bullet of the Fatah. And then he goes on to say how proud he is that he was involved in the training of Hezbollah in their camps. So this is Abbas, this is Arafat, both people whose entire lives have been involved with fighting, and they put themselves in a holy trinity with Jesus, who probably is, in his writings, I mean, you can't get more anti-violence than saying turn the other cheek, and that was what Jesus represented. So it's just horrific, and this is what the Palestinian Authority is doing with his name.
And this is a perfect example of how the Palestinian media is perverting truth, perverting history, and propagandizing not only the Palestinian people, but in essence, the rest of the world itself. Itamar, I so appreciate your availability to us. Thank you so much. for staying on top of these issues, the media and what it's saying in the Palestinian, among the Palestinian body politic. And you're an invaluable asset to those of us who really want to know the truth. Thank you, my friend, and I'm sure next year we'll be having further conversations.
It's always great, and wishing you a great season and a great new year.